Strategist Radio.
I like watching the news. I love the commercials for the local news. You'll hear things like, a news anchor you can trust. What the hell is there not to trust? What is he going to lie to you? There's a big fire downtown. Maybe.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
Drop the Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid here, bringing you fun.
Clear away from the online marketing Kool-Aid bar.
Enjoy the refreshing, cool, crisp taste of proven business and marketing strategies. Tactics, trends, and techniques. The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
And let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the
Strategist Radio.
West Coast time for your Tuesday, 12th day of May, 2015. How you doing? Mae West once says, you only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. Robert Frost, in three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on. And Oscar Wilde once said, to live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist, that's all. Today on the program for your Tuesday, because you asked for it, marketing strategy, why content marketing is imperative for brand awareness. Think you know? Well, we'll see. Also, do you have trouble concentrating? Well, we'll fix that. We'll do our best. And how can we maintain positive mental attitudes? As a business owner, Jen Gruver will check in. And Steve Blank and Colleen DeBays, an entrepreneur, talk about how to grow your business. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. All right, day two of the week, and we're moving closer to summer. Hope you had a wonderful Monday, and I hope your Tuesday's moving along smartly. Depending on where you're listening to the program, you may even be listening to the program podcast style, because each and every day we do the show live Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, Los Angeles time. And then right after the live airing, we turn it into a podcast. All of the archives are located neatly up on the web for you at the hub at tjmoreno.com. And when you pop over, be sure to, if you haven't already done so, join the inner circle. Over 83,000 globally. We're in our 13th year of the program. Love to have you part of the family. Love to be able to share what it is you do. Want to say good morning to Karen, Dina, Sabrina, Tiffany, Julie. Hello to Leanne, Melanie, Diana, Lynn. Good morning to Dartha. Hello to Den, Tina, Yvette. Good morning to Virginia, Nicole, Kilara, Tim, Catherine, Kathy, Kristen, Charlotte, Grady. Rita, good morning to Patty. Lisa, Joe in Rome, Italy. Hello, how are you, kid? Also, Preston, hello to Tiffany. Jason, good morning. Diana, good morning to Stephanie. John, Denise, Alina, good morning to you. Tom, Dove, hello to Bill, my good friend. Patricia, hello to Erica, Ed, Jason, Harry, Bonnie. Good morning to Leanne. David, how are you, sir? Also, good to see you to Sarah. Hello to Frankie. Good morning to Pam. And if I've missed you, Sean and Dr. Caroline Savage and Dante or Tina, I'll get you tomorrow. I want to also say good morning to our friends over at Rackspace, Joseph and the crew there. Amazing hosting, the best raving fan. Check it out, Rackspace.com. Also our friends over at Amazon, Random House, the Avon Company, Mars Wrigley in Chicago, BMW USA, and our hardworking friends up in Kirkland, Washington at Costco. Good morning.
Yeah!
Get all the deets for anything on this program we talk about by visiting the Hub 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at tjmoreno.com. So you send in your emails each and every week, and you've done that for over a decade now, saying, hey, this is what's bugging me. Can we talk about this? I get a lot of questions about content marketing, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes on the program as we delve into marketing strategy. But first, I wanted to check in with our friends over at Entrepreneur. And Gretchen Rubin, she's a best-selling writer about habits and happiness. And she sent a piece over to us relative to how to focus, how to be more focused, how to concentrate more effectively. Having troubles concentrating, she's provided some tips, some suggestions. Too many things clamor for our attention. People are trying to reach you by phone, email, text, Twitter, or old-fashioned yelling up the stairs. Colleagues interrupt. You need to update, check in, post, or ping. Ads jump at you from the most unlikely places. Devices buzz, ring, chirp, and vibrate. Now, there are some steps she suggests that you consider to quiet the buzz in your brain, even if you don't want to take up meditation. In addition to feeling calmer and more focused, you'll probably be more efficient too. Turns out that people aren't very good at thinking about two things at once. In fact, one study showed that when people were interrupted to respond to email or an IM, it took about 15 minutes for them to resume a serious mental task. Here are some steps that Gretchen shares with us this morning. Number one, if you keep the TV, radio, or music turned on in the background while you're getting dressed, turn it off. Some people love background noise. She says she finds it draining, and it divides your attention. Number two, she has a sticky note that she uses. I have sticky notes, too, in my office. I don't have this one. Maybe I should get it and put it up. Sticky note in her bedroom that reads, "Quiet Mind." And she says whenever she sees it, she tends to drop her shoulders, relaxes her jaw, and tries to smooth out her thoughts. And she says it actually works. Next, organize space so it's attractive, well-organized, and well-lit. One of her most important secrets of adulthood is that outer order contributes to inner calm. Number four, Gretchen suggests that we cut down on the multitasking. Don't talk on the phone while you're doing dishes. Don't check your email while you listen to a conference call. Don't sort the mail while your child explains the school project that's due next week, etc., etc. Number five, turn your cell phone ringer off. Now, this is tricky because if you're using it for business, I don't recommend it. However, Gretchen does say hearing your cell phone ring or even imagining that you're hearing it ring could also be a big source of jumpiness. Now, maybe if you're in the middle of a project or certainly during the live airing, as we're sitting here right now, I do have to turn my mobile phone, my smartphone on stun, but sometimes I forget. You might even hear ringing in the background in the wee hours of our programming here since we go on the air at 6 a.m. Gretchen also says take a break from doing errands. Keep a list, but don't try to cram them in every day and throughout every day of your life. Number seven, use the internet only to look up specific pieces of information. Now, a lot of us tend to see a squirrel, and we're checking for one thing, and the next thing you know, we're 3,000 web pages or sites away from where we began. She says, no jumping from link to link, no browsing. Turn off your email for some parts of the day. That's not a bad idea. I do that. Stop counting. In her book, Creative Habit, she says that Twyla Tharp mentioned an interesting approach. Occasionally for a week, she'd stop counting. She avoided looking at clocks, contracts, bank statements, bathroom scales, or anything to do with numbers in order to let the other part of her brain take over. That's interesting. I don't know if you ever tried that one before. I haven't. Not to that degree. Exercise. Now, she says if she doesn't exercise regularly, she feels that she's too jumpy and restless to sit still and concentrate. She says, I keep popping up and down. It's true that taking regular breaks is a good focus, but within limits. She's talking about kind of a regular exercise regimen. Now, what I try to do is I'll spend maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes at a pop, and then I'm up. I'm up out of the office. I'm walking the halls. I'm up and down the stairs here in the Reed Opera House in the building or at corporate down in Lake Oswego. I may walk up and down the street. I might go to Starbucks, get a cup of coffee. Take about 15 or 20 minutes of a break. Sometimes I might just sit back on my leather chair here in my office and put my feet up and maybe take a 10 or 15 minute siesta, you know, a little cat nap during the day. Sometimes I just sit and think and just rest. Flee temptation. She says she finds it hard in her home office because of her family, the phone's ringing, her email, and in internet constantly beguiling her away from her work. So Gretchen says when she has serious things or serious writing to do, she goes to her library near her apartment, which has a study room with strict rules of silence. So it's important to have space in which to think. She says that she's overheard someone complaining the other day that their phone was dead. So I was bored during my cab ride home. I just had to sit there. This is a friend complaining. Maybe that's a blessing. There are a few things, Gretchen says, she loves more than looking out the window of a car, train, or bus. She says, one day when I was gazing out of a bus window, I was struck by a thought. What do I want out of my life? That's interesting, isn't it? Well, she says, I thought I want to be happy. And it occurred to her that I never thought about whether I was happy or not, or how I could be happy, or even what it means to be happy. So when you're getting the choking emails and the noise around you and the 20,000 marketing messages that beguile you each and every day, sometimes it's good to just sit back and have that quiet focus. I know that Warren Buffett, you know, he'll just sit down for 20, 30, 40 minutes a day and just rest. Just sit there and just think and be at peace. All right. Some ideas from our friends over at Entrepreneur. I want to thank Gretchen Rubin. She's the best-selling writer about habits and happiness, talking about what you might do to be able to concentrate better. And some suggestions as well. I want to thank you very much for that. If you've got something you'd like to share here on the program, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. Send it to support@tjmarino.com. Talk about it here on the program. Share it with the global audience of over 120 countries. So we're going to talk about why content marketing is imperative for brand awareness. But first, let's check in with Jen Groover. You know that being an entrepreneur has its blessings and its curses, right? There's a lot of noise out there. A lot of people taking pot shots at you. So how is it when you get a lot of no's and you're hitting the wall and you're popping over those moguls and the sun's in your eyes, how do you maintain a positive attitude as a business owner? Jen Groover explains.
Maintaining a positive attitude is critical to your success. There's a theory that you have only control of one thing, and one thing is your perspective. And if you can train your brain to see the good and the value and the lessons and everything that happens versus everything that's wrong and being a victim, it gives you the power to take those opportunities or those challenges and obstacles and make them a learning tool for you to grow your business, for you to grow your personal attributes that give value to your business. And seeing everything around you as something that was supposed to be part of your journey gives you the power to forge forward. Also, surrounding yourself by people and things that are positive, that gives you inspiration and influence to see how other people have overcome obstacles, can empower you to get through your own.
Talking about through the remainder of this week for Wednesday's program tomorrow, marketing strategy. We'll talk about the social media reactors, and we will simplify them. Don't miss tomorrow's program. Thursday's edition of Strategist Radio Live this week, marketing strategy. How your blog can become more profitable. And we'll round out this week on Friday with book marketing strategy, how to proactively pitch your book. All I have this week, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time Live. Podcasts always available on the hub at tjmarino.com. Strategist Radio Live. You know, and I always say this, if there's something you want me to talk about on the program, some research you need me to do, questions about your particular business, something you've heard out, you know, the scuttlebutt, you know, out there in the marketplace, flip it to me. Send me an email. Send it to support at tjmarino.com. I would love to dig into it, and we can contour a program around it, perhaps. So just send an email over to me at support at tjmarino.com. We read through them every single day, and we collect them till Fridays, and then we put our upcoming week's programming together based on what it is you want. All right? We'll talk about why marketing, particularly content marketing, is imperative for brand awareness in a couple of minutes. I wanted to share this piece between Colleen DeBase, and she's visiting with Steve Blank, and they discuss strategies for growing your business.
I'm talking with serial entrepreneur Steve Blank, the author, along with Bob Dorf, of the book The Startup Owner's Manual. Steve, in the book you outline how to get, keep, and grow customers. So let's talk a little bit about growing customers. Essentially say there's two different ways to grow your existing customers. You can either get current customers to spend more, or you can encourage them to send more customers your way. So let's go over that part about getting current customers to spend more. I know one thing you recommend is cross-selling programs. Now, what are cross-selling programs?
Well, we've all encountered it is kind of when you buy the printer, you know, here's the toner, or, right. You know, when you buy the printer, let's buy some more paper, or when you buy the camera, here's the additional lenses. Those are all, you know, you've bought the main product. I got you interested in the category, and you might want some ancillary or accessories.
Now, is that the same as upselling, or is upselling a different?
So upselling, in fact, when I was a kid, Sears used to be the masters at upselling. And for their tools division, they always had a good, better, and best product. Mm-hmm. And you always bought good if you couldn't afford it, but you always, like, wanted the best. Right. And so you give the customer an option of actually opting in. In consumer goods, if you look at washer and dryers or kitchen appliances, there's always a version with more buttons that cost more.
So these are all pretty classic strategies, which is great. What about unbundling?
Well, unbundling just simply says, you know, if I'm, let's use the printer example again, you know, why don't I make the duplexer a separate option? And so now I've kind of taken what used to be a standard product and separated it out.
The idea is you can ultimately charge a little bit more
That. Yeah. And, or when you buy a Mac or a PC, the cables don't come with it, right?
And,
well, wait a minute, I need the cables to actually use the computer. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, someday they're going to, like, sell you the screen separately. And that's an example of unbundling.
Great. Let's talk about a few ways to get your customers to send more customers your way. And in your book, you mentioned quite a few different ways you could use social media to do that. If I could ask you to talk about that.
You know, even for people in brick-and-mortar stores, being able to make your product viral, give you incentives to invite others, social media like Facebook or other communities allow you to connect potential customers together and invite others.
What about bloggers? I think you said that's
so,
one way to do it,
you know,
too.
Blogging is a great way to get customers to start following you as a thought leader and all of a sudden, you know, be thinking of you as the expert in your domain. And when you recommend a product or recommend a service, they're just clicking on that button.
Yeah, and I think there's one more, the classic strategy of telling your friends that they can get a discount if they, too, buy this product.
Sure. You know, recommend a friend is a classic strategy of recommend a friend to get $10 off and your friend gets another $5 off. And so we've now gotten the entire community kind of committed to buying this product.
Right. And I suppose that's something you can use social media for, too, to make that more viral.
Right.
Great. Well, great advice. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
Strategist Radio. Good morning, 6:21 for Tuesday, 12th day of May, 2015. Albert Einstein once said, "There are only two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle." And Mark Twain once said, "My amazing mentor actually lectured right here in this building that I broadcast from at the Reed Opera House." He said, "Good friends, good books, and a sleepy conscience. This is the ideal life." Let's talk about marketing strategy, why content marketing is imperative for brand awareness. So what is content marketing? Why is content marketing imperative relative to generating brand awareness? As a business entrepreneur, there exists a myriad of methodologies to lure consumers toward or in the direction of your unique brand. Now, the lure you use will be the difference between attracting schools of prospects into your side of the net, or sadly watching them flock to your competitors. Understanding how and why content marketing is a most powerful yet non-invasive way to increase market share and expand your profit is absolutely paramount. So then how can we make the most out of our content marketing strategy? Well, let's just hit it straight on. Let's first of all explain this. What exactly is content marketing and why is it important? And how the heck do you actually do it? Three experts were asked. Michael Brenner's one of them. He weighed in. He's the head of strategy for NewsCred and a Forbes top 40 social media marketer. Neil Patel, co-founder of Kiss Metrics and Crazy Egg, and a featured expert in Kauffman's Founders School. And Shelley Kramer. Shelley's the founder and CEO of V3 Integrated Marketing, who has been recognized by Forbes as one of the top 20 best marketing and social media blogs. So here's the layman's definition of content marketing. Content marketing is a methodology, a way for a business owner to educate customers, their customers and potential customers, prospects, about the products and services they sell. The goal is to offer tips, help, educate, inform, educate, entertain, or infotain about anything that can be helpful to the visitor, to the reader, to the consumer, the customer, the prospect. This kind of information can be shared in the form of a blog, a white paper, webinar, video, audio, or social post. The opportunities are endless, according to Neil Patel. So why should small businesses invest time and resources, financial capital, in content marketing? According to Brenner, small businesses should be even more focused on content marketing than larger brands, which I tend to agree. Small businesses don't have the luxury of massive budgets that are overweighted in ineffective advertising. But they also need, at the same time, to stimulate traffic to drive brand awareness and leads with limited resources. No matter how much money you have, you still got to be on a marketing spend budget. Content marketing is a cost-effective way, when done right, for small businesses to do both. Now, the bottom line, I think, is that smaller businesses should consider investing in content marketing because it generates brand awareness, engagement, and prospective leads. Ultimately, content marketing can do something even more meaningful for a lot of businesses. And Neil says, good content marketing builds trust. We agree with that, don't we? I mean, if someone trusts you, they're more likely to buy your products and services and more likely to tell their friends and family. Right? So how does a small business marketer start? Start by identifying the business goals. Who are you targeting? What value will be created for the customer? And what value will be created for the business? Patel also says, get inspiration by asking potential customers. Reach out to them and ask, what do you want from me? What do you want my blog to be about? What problems do you have? What can I help you solve? And Kramer suggests more of a holistic plan. He says, write down your strategy. The key is to tie your overall business goals and objectives into your content marketing strategy. Big mistakes that are made, biggest problem brands have, is not minding the three-legged stool, an integrated marketing strategy that includes SEO, search engine optimization, three-legged stool, number one, SEO, two, social media, and number three, content marketing. SEO, social, and content all have to work in unison, in tandem, in order for you to be successful. And all too often, marketers don't yet understand this. And even Kramer agrees with that. You can't have success with content without a robust presence in the social media sphere, right? And you can't have great success, particularly SEO, search engine success, without understanding the role of that fresh, keyword-rich, relevant content and social media channels, interactivities, and collaborations. This is a great content. This is where great content being published on corporate blogs on a daily basis that no one ever sees. And that's the problem, because if you post it out there and you're not using these other two legs of the stool, the SEO and sending out the tweets or sharing it on LinkedIn, right, then who's going to see it? So breaking through the clutter, how do we do that? It's as simple as the three V's: volume, value, and variety. So how do you know if you're being successful? You got to give it time. You cannot expect, and I talk about this so much, and Patel agrees with me, don't expect great results in 3 or 6 months, but you will see traction, according to Patel. Within the first 3 months, you should see more traffic to your site. Within a year, you should start to see good results and an opportunity to monetize traffic on your blog. And it's interesting because coming up for tomorrow's program, we're going to talk about social media reactors, right? Simplified. But on Thursday, we're going to talk about how to make more money, or even to make some money with your blog. We'll talk about that all ahead this week. Tomorrow, join me for Social Media Reactors. We'll do a marketing strategy simplified. God bless you. Make it a great rest of your Tuesday. Thanks for being my friend. Go out and love somebody, and we'll see you on the flip side. Kelly, please close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support at tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.